I've got one last big question for you. You know, with all these four albums that you put out and you're on tour right now, when I put on a pair of headphones and I listen to the Devin Townsend Project, I'm transported to a whole nother world. Doesn't matter what album it is, it's all different worlds and it's all these different sounds. How is it possible for you to portray that and bring that those different worlds and those different sounds on stage? What is a live show for you guys like?
Well, I mean, I number one, I appreciate that, but I mean, here's the thing is it's like, it may be different worlds and it may be different sounds, but it's the same person. And going back to being honest about it, every step of this process for me with the Devin Townsend Project is me react to something in my life, but it's always me, right? So when I'm up on stage, it's the same thing. You know, I can shift gears pretty easily just because I've been there, right? And I think that, again, you know, there's somebody who had mentioned to me a few weeks back that releasing two records, which I've just done, like Deconstruction and Ghost simultaneously, one being very chaotic and one being very, very mellow, they say, well, that sounds like it's like a schizophrenic sort of musical output. And I was like, schizophrenic? So let me get this straight. You think that a human being that is representing two emotions that, in my opinion, are incredibly common is schizophrenic?
Yeah.
Not being able to actualize and wield two emotions that are that separate are more of a sign of fear than anything else, right? If you're afraid, be sensitive. And conversely, if you're afraid to be aggressive, I think you're denying some of the most basic human impulses artistically. And for me, yeah, I feel both. Absolutely. Do I do both of them at the same time? Of course not. You know what I mean? That's absurd, right? But do I feel both of them? Of course. And not only those two, many. And so live, it's the same thing, you know. It's about, you know, on a technical front, tapering the sound. It's not an abrupt change between them, but still, it's very acceptable, I think, for the audience when we do shift gears, because it's done with a sense of purpose, and I think it's coming from a place of experience rather than just doing it to shock people, right?
It's got to be just an interesting live show watching you guys switch gears like that, going in and hearing one side to the other.
Yeah, but for sure. But I mean, I think with like the tour that we're on currently, I mean, doing Ghost stuff or the Hummer or something live would be, you know, you're definitely going to lose your audience, right? But I think the benefit of what we've got is because we have so many different styles and so many records to draw from, that if we're playing a heavy set, sure, we'll play a heavy set. We're doing a pop tour, yeah, here's a pop set. You know, you want a like mellow set? Sure, here's a mellow set. So that versatility is important, but I'm definitely aware of why we're on the tours we're on, and I definitely play towards that.
Your honesty today is very, very appreciated, Devin. I don't think I've met an artist over the phone that has been as honest as you have today. And I just wanted to thank you very much for your time all around, brother.
Cool, man. Yeah, dude, I appreciate it, man.
What we're going to do today is we're going to go to the heavy side because we're an active rock station. I don't want to freak anybody out with throwing something from Ghost. So we're going to rock Jular today, if that's okay with you.
Absolutely, dude. Hit it. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, this is Devin Townsend, and this song, Jular, is a metaphor about people that take religion way too seriously. And that means anything from the gaudiest of the god to the Satanist of the Satan. As far as I'm concerned, man, no one knows anything, so you might as well just try and be cool to each other. Here's a song about it. It's called Jular.